All right, live and kicking. BBS, thank you so much for the people.space. Thank you so much. So we're here on PRQ. Thank you for all your submittals. Thank you for all your ideas. Thank you for all your projects. That gets some fun times ahead here. Keep them going. Keep everything going, and so we can get a hold of you here in the future. Doing a lot of work in the field now, and we need you. And we love you very much. And so this next hour, I'll just be taking calls. Any and all questions, any topics. You know, it's some heavy material that we get into. And it's always been a question for me, how much, if I have so much visibility to the information here, do I err on the side of disclosing it, talking about it, getting it out in the fold, and creating solutions? And now you have so many great information providers, and they do just such a good job to put all of our silos of information so you can digest it and decide what's your truth moving forward in the world. I never wanted to do this type of work and style of work, except when I listen and listen and listen and learn and learn. It's what's needed, it would appear. How does things work? No one's told us anything. I'd like to, et cetera. And with that, I'll go on to the calls. BBS, could you go ahead and send me the number again? 866. Oh, why do you mention this every time? Do I do the customer service one? 888-627-6008. Ooh, I hope I didn't ruin that. I think that's the normal one. All right, let's take a call. Robin from Michigan. Portal in their area. They are wondering if it's just an art piece or something else. Robin, are you there from Michigan?
So over the holidays, I was taking a drive downtown, and I noticed this big round circle up on the hill in front of one of our major hotels, and
is it above the county recording office?
It's the county, and the name of the art piece is called The Portal. And so as I researched a little bit more, there is also a triangle that goes from Wisconsin down to Benton Harbor all the way up to Ludington, and The Portal is right on that line of the lake. So is Yep. it just an art piece, or is there more to it?
Okay, so usually portals aren't that big that are engineered, but there's definitely an engineered Okay. portal there. So your art, you can now direct the portal if you want. What is it? Machu Picchu got a portal there. Well, they just make it a doorway so you can channel it a little narrower so you can actually use it.
Okay.
Things like that. Egypt, all the stargates work pretty similar, but they'll be attached to another star, where portal will have unlimited capability. So yeah, you're right. And thanks for your communication this week. I got it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And so the other question I have too is that we had a lot of flat bottom gray clouds, big ones, coming from that area this past week. And it was like day after day, and it was just unusual. The weather was very unusual. And is that something that is related to the weather, or is there a connection? I just have a feeling.
Yeah, both are tools and or resources. Okay, so the vessels that are in your neighborhood, we'll call it, are doing their best. So they're all trapped in here now. So they can't get out.
Okay.
So they're going to do their best to keep up with us. It's tricky to explain. So if you're a high frequency being, you're not a banker, you're not a lawyer that just wants greed and, you know, control. I'm not putting down bankers, lawyers. I'm saying that stereotypical person who's controlling outcomes, you're not one of those people other than living your life the way you think is authentic. You're going to look more attractive, and or a large volume of people will look more attractive, and those vessels are going to favor an area where they can sustain life. In Australia, we had it daily because we really looked out of place. So they're going to want to stay up with the most light potential for them and shouldering the ascension cycle. Not necessarily, they do have a bit of mind control, but they're doing their best to mind their manners because they know that they're stuck in here. Does that help?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. And we'll see you in a couple weeks or speak with
you. You bet. You bitch in. That's why we have a Space Force. All right, BBS, I'm moving on. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much for your call. All right. So Skype is just, okay, gotcha. So most of the chemtrails I've seen in the last, let's see, we could be careful here. Waiting for some more calls there, BBS. Last 5 months were all defense for the ships. So they leave a trail, and you've heard me talk about it. And so when I go and examine the pilot, they're almost always human now. And the particulate they're using is pretty, it's a little evasive, but not so bad. We can recover from it for the most part, and so can our plants, but it leaves a great tracer trail on the radar systems. And most of the big ones look like big ribbons. And you might be able to see ships, negative ships, going through them as well. So they will display some of the chemtrail. Leia, let's see, where am I at? I got to be careful here not to skip around. Susan from New York, ascension and its relationship to omnipresence. Susan, are you there? Is this the same Susan? How do you do it every time, Susan?
Because it's my highest excitement to connect with you.
As only the rock stars get through, it looks like.
It proves what you say when you live from your heart. It's true. It's true. It's true.
Please, what are you working on today?
So, Q, I had a question. I'm not sure if they relate, but ascension related to omnipresence. At ascension, is it what you described a week or so ago, that our chakras will consolidate more into that football shape in the heart of ascension, in our heart center? Is that ascension, or is it our omnipresence in all the bodies that we're in? Do they consolidate into one big ball of light?
Can do it both ways. You're going to end up at the same place either way. So I would spend hours talking to Billy Hollow Earth. You want to utilize all 12 of your chakras is the same thing as combining them all together at once. And so we would go around in circles about this. I go, yes, you can use all your chakras at once being spread out, but it takes a hell of a lot more work and a hell of a lot more time. You're supposed to have your chakras all come together as one, and then that creates the perfect annealment with Source. You don't have anything up. You don't have anything between you, is what I'm saying. You're not used to having chakras. You're a Merkaba, which creates and energizes chakras. So if we look at the beginning of the road, it gets a little easier. I'm a Merkaba. Can I say it? Merkaba. Okay, so you're a snowflake of light making chakras is where I finally won the conversation.
So,
makes more sense.
Oh, go ahead.
Makes more sense. So if you want to get all of you into a physical body, you would have the ability to do multiple omnipresence ideas you would like to explore. So I'm doing my best to explain, they're both the same. You're just going to end up the same place, which is you're going to be a Merkaba that can control omnipresence and or dictate omnipresence. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah. Does that connect to you focusing on our volume of light versus our identity, because our identities may merge? Is that correct? That's where you're talking about the Merkaba.
I would say expression, not identity, but okay. That's why I can see all of you in real time and or out of time, because I'm utilizing omnipresence. So you see me as an individual 100 years ago, I see it exactly right now. So it's quite a responsibility to be in multiple bodies. You have the same responsibility. You're in multiple bodies, not remembering you're in multiple bodies all at the same time. Try that one on. There's no such thing as 2,000 years. There's no such thing as 2,000 years.
Okay, I feel it, all of that knowledge coming in. Can I explain something? Maybe you can help me. So recently, I cannot sing in this expression, but I found who I feel I am in, a singer.
I know someone else like that.
Who?
It's an inside joke.
The beautiful mermaid. So what's interesting, because mermaid has said in the past, like her finding, just not the right words, but she had healing by hearing some of the singers of the vessels that she was in. So I found that listening to this one singer. And okay, it's like moving plates, moving all over the place, too. It's so hard to sort the information, but I'm working on it. So just to use that example, this other vessel that I'm in, could I say that when I ascend, she and I will, our Merkabas will blend? Is that accurate?
That's not too bad. It just doesn't have deliberation, though.
Yeah.
It's a little smoother than you explained, but you've got it. I'm good with it.
Okay. All right. Cool. Oh, great. Thank you. That's a big question.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ask you one more quick fun one.
Yeah, please.
And for the people that space, there were articles about dragons, and they were so fun to read and see the videos and also learn about the dragons. Is there anything you can add a little bit more about regarding dragons for us?
Well, the legacy dragons here, they're all over. The multiverse, but the legacy dragons here were always protecting. They're very loyal, very noble. They never go against you once you establish a relationship. That's why I was very disappointed when I saw the movie Avatar. They were pretty much doing mind control on the flying dragons there to control them, and et cetera, et cetera. Most of the dragons here will protect outcomes, assets, resources. That's why you always hear them protecting your gold while you went away. But they don't just do it for a lifetime. They'll protect your gold if you leave the planet and come back. They'll still be there doing whatever you requested in most cases. So their intelligence, much like the dinosaurs, the volume of consciousness they're using is dictated based on their excitement about, they're perfect in their loyalty. They love being loyal, just like a golden retriever, maybe greater. Dinosaurs were that way too in most cases. So that's the one misnomer is everybody thinks dinosaurs are mean, and everyone thinks dragons are mean, when that's not the case. They're shockingly scary intelligent. And they hold the history of their planet and usually the multiverse that they're participating in. Did I get you anything there?
Yeah, of course. So you always do. Thank you so much. I love
Thank
you.
You.
I love the mermaid.
Thank you. I love the mermaid too. All right. Thank you for the call. All right. Let's see. We got to get through some people quick here. Okay. Jay from PA online. Tired of trying to stay afloat, wishes to stop thinking about always having to pay for things. Jay, are you there from PA, I assume, Pennsylvania?
Can you hear me?
Online. Is this Jay from PA?
This is Jay from PA.
Hi, Jay.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Loud and clear.
Yes. Yeah. So I feel like I'm
so you want to write me a do you owe me money?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
No.
Okay. Your memo says. I don't know.
Well, I just feel like everything is my responsibility where it comes to having to pay for things. So I just want to know how I can stop thinking about it all the time. How can I get into a place where I can get ahead of those bills and things to pay for?
You have an opinion? Good. Okay. give me an example.
Well, I work and I've worked all my life, but at this point in my life, I'm not making enough to pay my mortgage. I'm not making enough to make ends meet every month.
Okay. What happens if you quit paying your mortgage?
They foreclose on my home.
And then what happens?
And I just started listening. I'm a new caller.
That's okay. Then what's going to happen next? I love you very much.
Well, thank you. Then my family will have nowhere to live.
Okay.
We'll be out of a home.
Okay, then what's going to happen?
I don't know. I can't predict what will happen.
Okay, so you know exactly what's going to happen when you quit paying your mortgage. Is that correct? You know exactly what's going to happen.
I probably don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I hope that you do.
They sell the debt is what they do. Anyway, now, this is a great one for timelines, too. Okay, so you have a job that does not pay. Is it okay to ask some questions? Forgive me.
Sure, of course.
Okay, so thank you so much. You're going to help so many people. So you picked a job that you love, and that's why you make so much money, correct?
I do like what I do. I wish it would help me to, so that at the end of every month, I don't have to be behind on my debt.
Okay. And so what geography do you live in?
I live in Maryland right now.
Maryland. Okay. And you love Maryland. You love what you do in your job. You're just not making enough money. And you love your house, correct?
Correct.
This is your dream house, correct?
It's not a dream home, but it's good for now.
I love okay, good home. For now. Okay, good, cool. And you're in your dream job?
Yes, I guess I could say that.
So you got a good job. You got a good house. But it's not a 10. Is that fair?
Yes, it's fair. I have okay. to work more than one job. And even working more than one job, I'm still struggling.
Okay, so you're working two jobs that are both your dream jobs. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm hard on people.
No, no.
I don't know
he's
what
coming
your dream jobs are anymore.
I have to save you. God, he's so hardcore. He's coming to a point, though. Bear with him.
Okay, great care of you. Okay, so in my experience, great, thank you for your courage, and this is not to be flipped by any means. What I'm seeing as our stock solution for a boilerplate for the North American human, I included, is I took a job that paid great, and I liked the work some days I didn't. Everything fell apart because it was not my wildest excitement. I wanted mm-hmm. to be a nature scientist. And then I got to interview thousands and thousands of people, and guess what I found?
What?
Because I think I can only get by. This is good. I can't actually be president of the company I really want to be president of. I'm only a janitor. You buy a home.
You're cutting off a little bit. I'm sorry. I can't hear you that well because it's cutting on and off.
Very good. We're having a little technical difficulty today. How about now? Test 1, 2, 3. Got me?
That's much better. Thanks.
Thank you, BBS. So for the most part, if we're going to seek level 5 lifestyles now, we're going to get level 5 lifestyles and struggle. And favor, doubt, and fear, I can't make enough, I can't get enough, is in your emotional body right now, is what you just said to me, correct? I need more,
correct.
I don't have enough. Okay, so
correct.
Isn't that the real question? But now the real question is, how do I become more positive about, maybe I just start talking to some people in the same industry and or same methodology of your intrinsic work life and just see if there's other potential out there or something you might want to do instead of. It's not that you're going to make a decision, but what if you put your energy to one idea, one activity that changed what you don't like in your life? So if you, and this is by no means to be a life coach and or the usual suspects, but if you make a T on a piece of paper and on the left side, you write down everything you don't like in your life. I don't have enough money, et cetera, et cetera. My kid, he has red hair. I wanted him to have black hair. I don't care what it is. Okay, just keep going down the left side. Write all the things you don't prefer in your life. And then put everything on the right side of your T. Write down everything you want in your life. Replace words like money with abundance, energetics, outcomes, things you want to have done. On the left side of your T, make that the past. On the right side of your T, make that row the future. Guarantee you, the more you hang out with your thoughts and desires and inspiration on the right side of the future, mm-hmm. they will start showing up.
It's like it's things you can't perceive. It's really tricky because they're not like immediate solutions to, you know, I don't earn enough money to pay my mortgage. What will then happen to the house or my family? It won't work in the way you expect. If you just, I think the point you're getting to, Q, is if you start making decisions towards your highest excitement, the whole tapestry that is your life will change in ways that you didn't even know. And suddenly things get solved in ways you didn't even know. Cause you might just, well, as soon as you start following what really excites you, even when it doesn't make sense at first, logically, everything else will start falling into place in your favor. It really does work. It takes a lot of trust. It definitely is hard, but it always works for us. We're just like everyone else. We get into situations and we take great care and we walk the talk, and I'm always amazed how things work out in ways that I would have never foreseen by following our heart instead of our head, which is always sort of fear and worry based.
So I feel like
I'm constantly walking by faith. I mean, I'm kind of like walking blindly through my life, not knowing what the tomorrow will bring. And that's the beauty of it. But at the same time, I have a mortgage company that's expecting to get paid at a certain time every month. And I want to make sure that I can make that happen. That's all.
Thank you for your call. Thank you so much for your call. All right, BBS,
yeah,
moving on.
Thank you.
Moving on to the next one here. So as tired as you are of hearing me, I'll repeat, if you have doubt, fear, worry, that is not you. So I'm always loving to toil with psychologists. Those emotions are fake because you're unlimited. So if we're going to keep worrying about what might happen versus what I can't wait to have happen, you're so strong now, you're going to have incredible successes. All right, let's move on to Irene from Washington. Uh-oh. This is going to be a good call. Irene from Washington, let's see. Connecting with the land they are excited to live on. Ooh, Irene. Have we met before?
Maybe a coffee shop somewhere.
It's so nice to hear. It's so nice to hear from you again.
So fun to be here and with Mermaid too. So beautiful. I just wanted to share, you know, I wasn't thinking of calling in, but it got so inspired to share. When we walk the land that we're so excited to live on, and I love lichen, and I'm always picking it up. And what I wanted to share and what I notice is so fun is picking up a plant or touching the tree. In this case, I picked up lichen, and a song came through, and I realized it didn't, you know, obviously it's the lichen singing its name to me in light language, in the language of light. And then to walk through the land like that, to just ask and connect with everything in a place you love, in nature that has a song, and having it sing through you, it's so fun. And so it feels a little bit like that might be where we're headed with communication and with our planet. It's really fun, and I should have written down the lichen's name, but and the song. But I know it will just continue. The plant will continue to sing to us. It's fun.
That is amazing. We just love hearing these stories. Thank you so much. And that would be normal for us to be in a fairy tale, a magical fairy tale, one with endless possibilities. I'll speak for the mermaid for a second here. We do our best to do a walk in a forest every day we're alive, or at least some walk of some kind. And we're regularly communicating with the forest we're walking in now. We regularly communicate with it, and we always ask permission to participate with them, and not necessarily in a they're better than me attitude. It's more, hey, we would love to connect with you. And they just jump out like just a fjord of, it's like a symphony of people trying to talk to us. And so I've found that you have to narrow it down so you can actually communicate with all of them. Is that fair to say?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's great. Anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, no, I just wanted to share that, and that we're just heart to heart with the land, and just looking and listening and for the inspired next steps, and it's so full of light, all of it, and we're just following our heart. So thank you, nothing more.
Thank you. We'll keep working and playing with all of you. Thank you for the call. Let's keep going here. We have Elizabeth from Colorado on line 6, I believe it is. Nomadic lifestyle. Elizabeth, are you there from Colorado?
I am here. How are you today? So lovely to connect with you.
Thank you for receiving myself and Mermaid. Beautifulness to you. How would you like to proceed today?
Well, I would like to first thank the Mermaid for connecting me with Eve Featherstone's book, The Wisdom of the Feathered Serpent. It's been very profound for me, and I really appreciate her recommendation.
Oh, good. I'm really glad.
That one seemed to work out a little better than the Magdalene books, didn't it?
Yes, completely.
I think you might have got the Mary one wrong.
Completely different path. Well, I resonated with the gentleman who called in where he was, I think he was wanting to leave where he was, but did not, from his perspective, there were obstacles to overcome. I was there about 10 years ago, and it's taken me about 10 years to really come into the fully nomadic lifestyle. And it's been a beautiful process. I'm currently playing in Colorado Springs. I am pet and house sitting my beloved younger son and his lovely wife while they're on vacation. And I heard you talk about the wants and needs that your teams are working on. And this is something I have been doing for quite some time, is in exchange for somewhere to stay and sometimes for room and board. I provide services. So I was just curious as to whether or not that might be a possibility in the development of that project.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, it seems pretty obvious. There's several things we lost in our culture within the last is sharing. So we're not going to share anymore. The world is lots. Yeah, we're struggling here, Dave. Sorry about that. How am I coming down?
Yes, I know.
Okay, so what I'm starting to see is people who have faith in themselves are starting to get sick if they deviate from themselves. So if I'm scared to go to the place I've always wanted to go to, they actually get the scaredom and they never make it over there. Whereas the people who finally have understood themselves enough, they will not tolerate the pain they're putting themselves through anymore. They'll just actually go do it like yourself. It's not to comment on the caller earlier today. It's just eventually you get so powerful within yourself, like, I just can't do it. I'm not going to work today. I just can't do it to myself. So that's how sensitive you're getting. Certainly the mermaid and I, there's many things that you think are normal, like an email or going to a grocery store, very difficult for us to do because we come out of our frequency band and we go down to a lower frequency. Is that a fair statement? Can you think of anything
that
else?
That is. And I do understand what you said about the job, because that happened to me. I had what many would call a very cushy government job, and there was a day I just couldn't turn my computer on, and that's the day I left.
Yeah, so we were talking through this. We were talking through this because we want to go explore some places on the planet, and we're just not able to do it now. And we've narrowed it down to our sensitivity to the truth of our light isn't allowing us to do mundane things like go to the mailbox. What is that a fair statement? So we're getting too sensitive to do what we thought were normal things. Is that the
anything that's just a part of a false structure, you just can't. You just can't. You're lying to yourself. You've got no motivation to do it, so you just stop doing it. Would be the simplest way of just to describe what how we live and feel. It's not to try to be rebellious or something. It's just how it is.
Yeah,
you're living too authentically to be able to partake in something you know is a lie. We have plenty of examples, but let the caller
use hers. Any, that's where you're going. That's normal ascension cycle. You get so noble with your core, you won't lie to yourself anymore. That's where you're going.
Your true boundaries in your heart, yeah. Sort of thing. Yeah.
So as far as preferring the nomadic lifestyle, is that because I have experienced that before and it was joyful for me? It just feels so much more natural and fulfilling for me.
Yeah, our expression of ourselves, regardless of the title you give it, nomadic or otherwise, you're just going to gravitate to that expression of yourself more and more. This feels normal to me to live in a van down by the river is not a bad gig, okay? So
right.
No one can bother you. You have no mailbox.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're living in nature.
I bet you enjoy having less possessions, or I don't know how you're doing it, but freeing yourself from possessions, mailbox bills coming in, you're freeing yourself from a lot, so I'm sure that's why you're loving it. And of course you probably have really strong nomadic
that is correct. I mean, I sold my house, I reduced my quote unquote possessions by probably
8%.
Yeah. Giving away the majority of them. And yes, I felt free. And as I continued to do more of that, I felt more free.
Yeah, that's doing great. It. Absolutely.
I like the idea of erasing the slate. And that's what I've always said about Earth. Let's take a couple week vacation while we're here and let's restart it up again. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much for your call. All right. That is a really advanced, intelligent call, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I quit doing all those other things I used to do that were everyone said was important.
Yeah.
Including calling mom every Sunday night.
Yeah.
And I don't do it. And now I'm happy. Am I entitled to be happy?
It's a great example how life can take you in ways that are unforeseen, going back to a few callers back who had worries of how things would pan out, you know, with not affording mortgage payments and stuff. It's just to show you could go a million directions, and as this last caller did, that's the direction she went. She doesn't have a mortgage now or a job she doesn't like, so that's just an example of
what's wrong with letting it fall apart.
Because things can go in a magical direction.
Think about all the relationships, marriages are going, I had second thoughts. That takes a lot of bravery, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At least for the mindset of the contract of a relationship.
And
It's heavy.
All that's involved, people are freaked out about, aren't they?
Would you marry me?
I'm eternally married to you.
I know, it's kind of silly. How many times do you suppose we've been married now? In systems.
It's a lot of times, actually.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Long story there. Sorry to bring you guys into my personal life. Okay. Let's go to Mary from California, line 2, Blue Pearl and Awakening. Blue Pearl. Mary, are you there? Mary,
yes,
Mary.
Hi, Q.
Hi, Mary.
Hello. How are you today? How are you, Mermaid? I'm so happy to have both of you on the call. I'm wondering, is this term an alien term for the third eye, or is that something different?
Yeah, say the term. You enunciate it to me, and then let's show the people how we can feel the truth, so you don't have to rely on me. So go ahead and say the term out loud, and then we'll just practice with everybody if that's okay with you.
That's fine. The blue pearl.
Okay, say it a little slower.
The blue pearl.
Okay, so, and you want to know if it is a design for awakening process, correct?
Right.
Okay, so now let's break it down. So if I would envision and dream about a blue pearl, I will get more awakening, won't I?
Well, I don't know. It happened. It happened to me. I believe it happened to me several years ago.
Can you explain it more? Because it was cutting out a little bit. Can you explain it a little more?
Yeah.
Does that blue pearl mean third eye, or what did you mean there?
Yeah, I was wondering if it was the same as the third eye, because about 20 or so years ago, something like that happened to me while I was in a resting state, and I began to hear everybody's thoughts, which I didn't like that very much, but other wonderful things were happening. And one of those things was I continued to hear this deep, like, loving, growling purr around me. And when I saw the video on For the People about the large cats and the dragons, I always thought it was a dragon. And that I just burst into tears with that video. And I've been really waking up off and on a lot over my entire life. And around that time as well, I knew my thoughts were being controlled, and my thoughts and emotions were not mine. And so I'm wondering if that experience of that flash of blue light that came through in my third eye area was part of our awakening process, or will be.
Okay, let me answer this before I run out of time. Thank you very much. A very, very voluptuous question. Thank you so much. Okay, so some of us are able to leave ourselves breadcrumbs, and the symbolism isn't, my intention is not to make it negative, but now you should be able to vet the symbolism that's being put in front of you from an opposition and or from yourself. So to you, it feels natural because not only would you remember your Lyrian relationships, they would also give you breadcrumbs for remember your Lyrian relationships, dragons, lions, etc., that are all here in spirit or were here in spirit and or your spirit family. So giving symbolism isn't always negative. It's just still, you should be able to know the truth in that is my question. I know the truth. And so I don't want to steer you because now I'm installing beliefs in you. But for the most part, we're very good at leaving ourselves breadcrumbs when we've been in a universe over and over and over again and don't leave. So next time you come in, as an example, you left yourself a tool to remind you to get the hell out of here because there's a higher way of living, so to speak.
So it did a huge volume of her light rush in all at once. That's why suddenly she could read everyone's thoughts, feel all sorts of feelings, and then also hear the loving purring of the either the felines or the dragons. It was like a ton of her knowledge all coming in at once in that moment.
Right, and so you've given yourself a jump start. Yeah. The reason the mermaid endorsed Eve's book is because there are codes in there. Those are breadcrumbs, I'm calling them. So we all do it in different ways. The military implanted me. I had to remove the implants, and then I got all my breadcrumbs were overnight, unfortunately. As you know, reading everyone's mind overnight is not easy to do, is it?
No, God, no. I was kind of thoroughly disgusted with a lot of things I was hearing, but yet I just got that Eve Featherstone book, so I'm really happy to start, and I have been reading it.
Yeah, don't read
I think
it all
that'll
once.
Help.
Yeah, you got to be patient with it. I like people reading it in the sun, but again, it's still just a tool for finding your natural self. It's just outside yourself. Even when you're taking
is that what that is?
So to speak.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so this is one of the ways you say our legacy wanted to help us here is not to tell us what to be, where to go, and how to be. It's just to show a little more growth opportunities.
Give you courage as well. That book gives you a lot of courage to really listen to your heart because it does brush on relationships and especially ending karmic relationships, which is one of our biggest.
Here's an example. Most of the children, when they come in here, they go, why don't you adults just play? Just go play all day. Mm. They don't understand why we go to work and toil and so forth. Mm. Well, a lot of those breadcrumbs are just be free with your heart. And that's what you left yourself for is a nice little tool to remind yourself. And once you get that reminder, it starts growing, doesn't it?
It does, and in so many ways. And I started to wonder if I possibly, I don't know how long you or the mermaid were sharing space with Robin Williams or Bonnie Raitt, but Bonnie and Robin were clients of mine. And I worked in a flower shop, and every now and again, Bonnie would come and I'd bring her favorite flower, gardenias. And I really didn't pay much attention to who was with her, except once I know Tom Waits was. But there was always a special twinkle in her eye when I was talking to her, and I'll never forget that. And a couple of weeks ago, you talked about the mermaid who was Bonnie Raitt as well. And I just went, another breadcrumb, here it is.
Wow. Oh, I just got major chills. That's cool.
Thanks for my therapy. Cool. Thanks for my therapy today.
So great.
Well, you know what? If you were there, Q, I didn't pay any attention to you, honestly. I was just so into, like, Bonnie.
Did you say Robin Williams was there too? Did I hear that?
Well,
right?
he was one of my clients. I worked in a flower shop. It was one of the lowest paying jobs I ever had, but I loved it so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, beautiful. That is cool.
Yes is the answer.
yes is the answer. Okay.
It shows how we've all been connected. We've all been connected so many times, even in this life, then, as you've just uncovered. So that's
exactly
really
that's what I realized. Oh. I went, you know, I've been following you and forever. You know, the two of you. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you so much. That really fulfills us so much to see so much knowledge coming through. I love it so much.
Mm.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for helping me be, you know, being able to talk about it with people that understand. Like, I'm on an island, so I love it when I get to call in. Thank you very much, you too.
Please keep calling in. We learn so much from you. Thank you for the call. All right, going to line five. I think we're on line five now. BBS Radio, line five. Dee Dee from Colorado. Follow up on cat. Oh, it's the cat whisperer. Dee Dee, how are we doing with our cat?
Hi, guys.
What's happening? Hi. What's up with Kitty?
Oh, my gosh. So I was the one that was allergic to cats. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. That same week, my dad, who's 91 and lives in Desert Hot Springs, he calls and says this cat had 7 kittens up by his pool. And so he, of course, is super kind, and he has nursed them since then. I mean, it's been like they're probably 8 weeks old, maybe. And he wants to get rid of them, to take them to the pound. But he's tried to catch them 3 times in this dog kennel, and they keep getting away. And it's this hysterical story every time. It's so funny because they clearly do not want to be caught, and one of them will come in the house with him. The other, they're pretty, you know, wild. But he's like, I have to get them spayed because I'll have 20, you know, if I don't. And I guess they don't take them at the shelters because they already have 500 feral cats in that town. So I'm just wondering.
Well,
I told him, I said, you're going to have to keep them probably.
You know, my experience in Desert Hot Springs is, you know, the girls out there, you know, they get around.
He's saying the kitty got around.
Come on. If you knew Desert Hot Springs.
And then he told me that the other one
left. This is not a new story.
We'll have more kittens. He said, what am I going to do? And so it's just a really funny story, but I really do want to help him because I said, well, at least they're taking care of your mice. He said, I'd almost rather have the mice. He said, there's so much work for me because he's taking care of my mom, too, who is 92. And so he's, like, overwhelmed. And so what do you suggest?
Okay, great. It's really valuable question because you can prove how good the mermaid is now. okay, so for the most part, I would consider cats fourth dimensional beings. And if you don't have a relationship with them, you better get one fast or you're not going to have a relationship with them. Is that fair, Mermaid? You don't expect definitely. Them to, they're very smart. They're very intelligent.
They're kind of a bit of a blend, aren't they? Because they're fifth dimensional in many ways, but they're more like humans. Which gives them the fourth dimensional aspect in that they do have a bit of ego, which is actually really fun, though, because it gives them a lot of
the domestication side. Yeah,
it gives them personality. But what was the question? Okay.
So this gentleman for me has a bunch of kittens and mama's out catting around. And now we need to do something. And the dog catcher kennel can't catch the kittens, as you can see. They know what's coming. So you got to remember, they understand the English language. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand literacy. They understand your intentions. So when your dad's barking at you on the phone, I got to rally up all these cats, those cats' ears went straight in the air.
Yeah.
Because they can feel information, just like a dog would. Okay, it's on, guys. They're after us. Okay, so from that point on, you're dust. Didn't say you wouldn't catch some, but now the intention that a cat can feel, fourth dimensional, fifth dimensional, whatever numbers you like there, they already have that knowledge from your father and your mother. Damn cats, got to feed them again. By the way, they're spending $1,000 on cat food. And so that animosity they're going to feel. So for me, you have to make a relationship and ask them permission. As an example, you're totally honest. We don't have the energy to manage you, take care of you. We're getting older. Ask them and they will participate and they will help. They will get a resolution for you because they rely on humans to stay alive if they're domesticated.
Right. Well, the funny thing is he feeds them in this crate and they've gone in and he's captured them twice or three times. And then one time, the last time yesterday, the string broke on the latch and they all got away. The time before that, the bottom fell out of the crate and they all got away. So I don't think they don't want to die.
I'm telling you, these are coincidences.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I'll probably have to go out there. But then what about spaying them? I kind of feel bad about that, even though, you know, you don't need 500 cats in little desert hot springs.
Yeah.
It's such a tricky one. That's been a huge...
Anyway, my suggestion is you created the opportunity to bring life into this world, mm-hmm. and now you're in charge of helping this life be a life. And so I'm pretty heavy-handed on pet owners. This was your decision in the first place. Cat came into your life somehow. You either invited it in or you bought it or someone gave it to you. There's only three ways around it. So if you're not going to fess up to being a high-frequency being with them, I don't have any time for you.
Yeah, I think because you said you want to help rehome them would be the best you can do. Hopefully not the pound.
Right.
Thank you for your call.
Okay.
I got to get going for today. I did 5 hours. Thank you for your call. Thanks for the call. It is a privilege and honor to get to do this every week. The way you all submit your information to me, the donations, prescriptions, stuff. I cherish every piece of energy you send my way. Be at peace, all of you. I love you very much, and I'll call it a day. How about you? Call it a day?
Yes. Thank you so much, everyone. Lots of love from us both.
Much love to you. Bye. Have a good day. Thank you.